EY today.
While the world curses the two dreaded letters BP, some Louisiana leaders are putting pressure to have drilling resume in the Gulf, saying too many people are losing their livelihoods. Plus, the president says he's not going to forget the spill families, and on second thought, he's changed his mind and he's going to have a meeting with the head of BP after 53 days as we swing into the weekend, folks. We have a cheap movie review. Plus, we're going to lighten the load a little bit here on the show with a conversation about a song that really took a wind, I think, in this country about a year and a half ago. Jai Ho was the name of the song. Remember from Slumdog Millionaire. Anyway, they've come to the United States, the creator of that song, the composer, A.R. Rahman, and we're going to talk to one of the guys who's been instrumental in getting him here for a huge concert series that's going to go from the East Coast all the way through to the West Coast. It starts tomorrow in New York City. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's a little sneak preview of what's coming up on the show, and at least in this first hour as well. Let's start with BP, because there was a lot of things happening both in Washington and on the Gulf Coast. You know, the hearing has included Kevin Costner, who came up with what he thought was a way to plug the hole. Of course, BP themselves talking to the Senate at one point, and a slew of others testifying, including Ken Salazar, the Interior Secretary, as to what's going on at the Gulf. So it's been day after day of hearings on this, really, through last week. Congressman John Boehner, I think, expressed what so many of us are thinking. Here's what he said about the hearings over BP and this oil spill on the Hill.
Why don't we get the oil stopped, all right, figure out what the hell went wrong, and then have the hearing and get the damn law fixed.
Yeah, there you go. Why do we always do things backwards? Why not action instead of reaction? I know I've said this many, many times here on the show, but the part of the reason why I jumped to America Tonight is because I was tired of seeing what I saw come out of D.C. There have been in the past some great politicians, and there are some people who try to put up the good fight. It's not that every single politician is horrible, but we're wrapped up and caught up in this oily machine, not the one in Louisiana and on the Gulf Coast, but the one in D.C., and it's become so big, and there's so many tentacles to this, that they're never in front of whatever the disaster is. So let's say the oil spill happens. Why wasn't the focus on, can we clean this up and we can start to work on the other things as we go along? Why have these hearings in the middle of this when there's not enough equipment, there's not enough answers, there's not enough about the cleanup happening? Not at all. Whether or not you need a sandbar, which scientists are saying you don't need the sandbar, how many booms do you have? Instead, the focus is on the bureaucracy and the chance for some headlines, because that's what it becomes. If you watch any of this on C-SPAN, it's the little snippets here and there. It's a layup. It's a layup for any senator to go after an oil guy who just had the most calamitous spill that we've had, of course, in our history. And you can't be on the wrong side of that, right? Now, here's something that the politicians can be on the wrong side of. And this is a great fair or foul, and we've already talked about this a little bit on the show. But while everybody is cursing, spitting, inflamed over this huge spill in the Gulf of Mexico, and now what's happened to the environment, and will it hit certain beaches in Florida, and all that other sort of stuff, and when is it going to be completely contained, the politicians in Louisiana and some other states are quick to point out that the oil and gas industry is being crippled because they don't have offshore drilling right now. So as inflamed as people are over the disaster, in Louisiana in particular, that's why I started with them, they're saying, look, this temporary ban on drilling, the six-month stay, is now sending what is our most lucrative industry, what keeps this place going, into a massive death spiral. So if drilling is safe overall, before we had this spill, the moratorium is just another knee-jerk reaction. It would be like the analogy I heard today, grounding every plane in America because of a crash. And when the moratorium comes at a time when you've got fishing, shrimping, all that sort of stuff, and this mess in the Gulf at a standstill, ultimately, what is that going to do to Louisiana, which, let's face it, New Orleans, for example, parts of Mississippi, still haven't recovered from Katrina in 2005. It is absolutely, without a doubt, the thing that keeps the Louisiana economy clicking, brings in billions of dollars in revenue for the government. And it does account, ready for this? And I checked this stat out a couple of times to make sure I was right, but one-third of the domestic crude production. So you tell me, ladies and gentlemen, should the moratorium be lifted, or, as was suggested by the White House the other day, BP has to pay for everyone's livelihood. That's what we're going to have to do. So BP has to pay all the other companies for what they're losing because people aren't working, which they're not going to do. They're not going to do it. So as the moratorium continues in the wake of the spill, which, by the way, now they're saying it's looking closer to maybe 65 million gallons of oil in the Gulf. So there's no question it's our biggest environmental disaster in our history. So we've got to stop this. The government hits the pause button, hits the ban, reviews the safety of deep water drilling, which, come on, they knew wasn't safe to begin with. But now the BP disaster, the Deepwater Horizon rig going down, just highlights what was a mistake to begin with, and especially without the safety systems in place. But it's the moratorium that now has put out at least 120,000 people out of work. And then from there, it's a similar thing. What other businesses are destroyed? Restaurants, that kind of stuff. Because they're not having the bulk of people come in eventually when they come off the rigs and all that other sort of thing. But flat out from the industry, just the industry alone, you're talking about over 100,000 people. But when all we see is gobs of oil, which I have the most incredible photograph posted on AmericaTonight.net. If you have a computer, you need to go and check it out. Look at the blog. And look at how thick the stuff is. You've got globs of oil killing those marshes and beaches. Oil-soaked birds that really aren't even going to survive. There was a question we talked about whether it's even worth trying to help those birds survive. Is it really futile? So how much damage is being done to energy and to Louisiana by putting a moratorium on the rest of the oil folks in the Gulf? The moratorium, by the way, put a halt to the 33 deep water exploratory rigs there. Woo! More on that on the flip.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now, foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All right, drill or don't drill. What are they to do in Louisiana? Well, they really don't have much choice at this point because the president put a moratorium on offshore drilling. Remember, that was supposed to be lifted, and then, of course, the BP incident happened, and now it's back to forget it. We're not having any of this deep water drilling. Is it, you know, there are plenty of people that say it's about time. Let's re-rack this and look at what's wrong here and make sure everybody else has the equipment they need. In the meantime, you have people that are losing their livelihoods again in a different way. So initially you had the people affected, like, I keep going back to this, but it's so huge, the shrimpers, the people that were working at the fisheries, the hotels, the restaurants. Now you have this other group of people, this second group of people that had nothing to do with the rig either, but they happen to make a living in the same field, right? So I said 33, that's the estimate. Deep water rigs are done. They're just sitting there. And they employed maybe close to 6,000 to 10,000 people. That's a guesstimate, okay? And then the people on the rig get $1,800 a week. So that's tens of millions of dollars. I mean, I count on my fingers, but I know I'm adding that up right. Then you have the jobs that support probably up to about 50,000 industry workers after that. That's where you get those numbers. So pretty much there are companies that are just going to go under. You know, things that you just don't think of. It's like you take a, if I were representing the people of Louisiana, that's what you always have to do, right? You take a blank piece of paper, you put the initial disaster down, you just write it right there in the middle, then you draw lines coming out of the disaster, and they're not squiggly oil line disasters. You know, it's not globs of oil that you're trying to scratch out on a piece of paper. It's the effect of that. And what are the other businesses that also are going to go under? Catering businesses that give the grub, the food, to the offshore rigs. How many people do they have on their payroll that's going to go kaput? Because there's, of course, they're not supplying any food. And the fishing and the tourism, which we already know. If you add all of this together, Louisiana has about a $210 billion economy. And it's, I mean, it is going down the toilet fast. It's being flushed down the toilet. So what, when you look at these drilling jobs, it probably what's going to happen, not, I don't know this for sure. This, again, is another, not a shot in the dark, but after a conversation with somebody who's worked on some of these platforms, probably what happens is some of the drilling jobs go to Brazil because they've got oil fields off their coast, right? And they want to tap into the fields, but they don't have the rigs. So they're ready to take those rigs. Most likely, that's probably what happens. Probably what happens. So there's a whole lot of people in Louisiana, even more than we initially thought, that are done, that are out, that right now do not have the means to support themselves and their family. So what say you, America? 800-259-5791. Coming up in another version of Fair or Foul, we're going to tell you about a guy who got 50 years for a Ponzi scheme. And check it out, he didn't get the big headlines of Bernie Madoff, but his scheme was much worse than Madoff's and really took down more people, scores of other people. I think because of Madoff, and that was in New York and Manhattan, and there were a lot of famous people affected by that. The headlines weren't quite as big, but the disaster was bigger, really, and the amount of money was much larger. So we'll get to that in a second. But before we do that, a reminder, if you can't get through on the phone lines, you can always send us an email, americatonight.net. Let's skip across the border in the opposite direction to the north to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
I got the best birthday gift I could ever ask for.
What happened? Let's hear it.
You know, Julie found a lump in her breast.
Yes.
She went for a biopsy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? When I said the best birthday gift, you know what the news was?
She's okay. Her tests are cleared.
You got it.
Oh, that's do we have some applause from Minneapolis now that we know Sam's personal life and people have been playing along? That's huge news. That's great news. Yeah. And see, now this is scary because now you're a guy who's gone through this. I know a lot of married men and other men in relationships that have had that happen, and it's just as frightening for the man as it is for the woman.
Yeah, but you want to, okay, after the doctor came and gave us the good news, my rule was, okay, let her daughters and let her parents go in.
Right.
When she woke up, she goes, where's my, and you're going to laugh when you hear this, where's my snuggle bunny?
Really? She said that. That's sweet.
Yeah. So I went back tonight, and her aunt was there, and her aunt, you know about her, she's a you know what? I'm not going to say it because I'm already.
Yeah, she's interferes.
Yeah, she said, you want to know why she had the lump? And she points to me. She says, you. So you know what Julie said? Aunt, get thee out of here. What are you yelling at me like that? It wasn't his fault, and you've been a pain in my backside since I first started going out with him. So do me a favor. Don't ever call me again. I'm like, oh, crap.
You really? Know,
just, yeah, I'm like, oh, crap, I ruined it. I said, were you, and then after her aunt left and Julie calmed down, I said, were you serious? She goes, yep, she's been a royal pain in my backside since day one because she doesn't like what, you know, like I told you, she's a buyer for a major supermarket chain here. So she said, you know, you could have done better, whatever. You know, it's like, hey, she's a buyer. She makes pretty good dough. And she's gone out with a guy like me who's, you know, who also has a pretty good job. And I don't know what her aunt's problem is, but, you know, that's another story. And you were mentioning, you know, all the, let's just get back to what you were talking about earlier with Louisiana. And
yeah.
Okay, now you also have to mention, like, the snowball effect. Okay, people don't have money, which means the local supermarkets would be affected, I would
that's
say.
That's right, because they're not going to have as many people shopping.
Right, the local movie theater, video store, Yeah, you know, and you know, people and tourists aren't going to come, so it's going to, like you said, affect hotels. So I'm asking this question: are these towns going to be reimbursed, and by whom?
Yeah, that's a great question, and the answer to that question is we don't know at this point. The government bailing them out, because BP, much as they can pay for all those other things, the shrimpers, the fisheries, and all that,
right.
why are they going to pay for somebody else's oil gig? So if there's the Kate Delaney Oil Company and the Sam for Montreal Oil Company and all the others, why, you know, you're telling me we can't drill, so we're shut down, but why is BP going to pay for that? I don't think they will. I think their lawyers will step up and say, we're going to do everything we can, but we're not paying for somebody else's payroll.
Right. Oh, by the way, I'd like to congratulate, this is a little dig. I'd like to congratulate the Chicago Blackhawks on winning the Stanley Cup.
Oh, no, it was huge. It's no dig. The Flyers weren't even supposed to be, shouldn't have even been in the Stanley Cup Finals, and the Blackhawks played their rear ends off. They were incredible. So after all those years, 49 years, they've got another cup. You got to tip your cap to them,
Yeah, and it was the front page on one of the French newspapers here.
And it should be. It was. Yeah. If you're a hockey person, that was good hockey to watch. It was. It was series.
Yeah. Well, I didn't watch it last night because I was, you know, worried about Julie.
Right.
But you know, the first five games I watched, it was great hockey.
I think so, too.
Yeah, well, Steve's got a couple of friends of his who are from Chicago. They celebrated, but not too loudly, because when you celebrate kind of loudly in Israel, they take out the machine guns and shoot dead ass questions later.
That's right.
Yeah.
We don't like noises we can't identify.
Okay, you want me to tell Julie?
Yes. Tell her that all of us at America Tonight are thrilled that she's fine, and that's great news, Sam. You have a great weekend.
Okay, take care, Regis.
All right, so Sam actually telling us that part about his personal life is interesting, because I know other people, like I said, I know other men have had to deal with that, and unfortunately it's not always the good news, and that's got to be tough on families with young kids, and, you know, you read and you hear those sad stories. It was, I guess maybe Sunday night we were talking about prostate cancer, and I didn't even realize how prevalent that was with the editor of Men's Health magazine. And the fact that so many men won't go to the doctors, won't even go for exams, won't get that baseline, what they call that baseline test, the blood test. And so sometimes they don't find out till it's too late, and it's amazing how many lives are sadly lost to that kind of cancer as well. All right, we come back on the flip side. We're going to talk about now the estimates being upped, as I mentioned at the top, as far as the oil flowing from the Deepwater Horizon well again, how much the number has gone up, because, you know, this isn't an exact science, even though everybody's trying to figure out. We're going to talk about that and a couple of other things as well, and odds and ends. Hang with us.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Dooble will give you an instant $25 dining certificate, good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. That's doobleshoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
So as we pack it all in and odds and ends during this hour of America tonight, it has to do with amounts of oil, graves, tampering with test scores, and oh, what a meet and greet. Let's start with the amounts of oil since we went down that path as we opened up the mic at the start of the show in dealing with the moratorium on drilling and how many people would be affected by that and whether or not that moratorium should be lifted. I think without a doubt I don't care what pressure there is to lift it, it's not going to be lifted. The big question will also be, will BP pay? They won't. There's no way a lawyer is going to say you have to pay for that. Pay for everything else around it. Keep saying you're sorry. Do whatever you can. But there's no way they're going to pay for the loss of the work for other oil companies. No way. Mark my words. Two teams of scientists say no way is the estimate right when we're talking about the oil flowing from the Deepwater Horizon well. Now they're saying this time 25,000 to maybe 40,000 or even 50,000. It's like multiple choice. How much oil is leaking out of the Deepwater Horizon? Choose A, B, or C. Sadly, that's it's awful because it just keeps increasing. Earlier they were saying 13 to 21,000 barrels a day, and the original number was so pathetically low, it was 5,000. The problem is, it has to be all about solving this leak and cleaning it up. I agree with John Boehner completely. But the thing of it is, you have to know the flow amount because you're trying to, you're trying to get a handle on where could this go based on currents and all that sort of stuff. So the flow rate is a big thing. It is a big thing. So the new flow rate would mean since April 20th, maybe up to 1.5 million barrels worth of oil has been dumped into the Gulf. That makes it six times the amount spilled by the Valdez. So, like I said, who cares about the numbers except for in the sense that you have to know that. You have to know that to put your arms around how far it could possibly go. So it is a number you have to know. And plus, it's big because the fines BP owes for polluting the Gulf are based on the amount of oil and the number of ships that you need to handle the oil, because that's pure calculations. They have to have the ships that are there to get the oil out as they're siphoning it, whatever's happening, because the longer in between they wait for the ships, well, you know, more oil is just sitting there on top of the water, in which it's not all being cleaned up anyway. All right, on the meet and greet part, the president has decided initially, and the White House was really pushing the storyline, well, you know, the president's gone down to the Gulf a couple of times to see for himself, and he said we needed to kick some rear over this whole thing, and, you know, all that kind of rhetoric was coming out of the White House. But yet there was never a meeting with BP, anybody from British Petroleum, any of the executives. So now, next Wednesday, they are going to meet. And it could be a couple of BP guys. You know, the president on down may be in this meeting with Obama. And can you imagine what that meeting would be like initially? Hello, Mr. President. We're terribly sorry for what's happened at the Gulf. Okay, sit down. Can we get you anything? And then you go from there afterwards. But this is a meeting that probably should have happened long before this, right? Why not have the conversation? So now it's going to happen. They've been summoned. So it's a little different than a meet and greet, I guess. You've been summoned to go and meet the president and discuss this. The BP chairman is a guy named Carl Heinrich Svanberg is going to be there, and other people from BP, and they're going to be meeting about the efforts to clean the spill and the leak and the source and reducing the spread and protecting the shoreline and what are the long-term recovery efforts and what about the communities and on from there. I do not believe the president will leave that meeting and be able to get in front of a microphone and say, hey, as to this drilling moratorium, which we believe we need so we can study the disastrous results on the environment and what needs to be done in the future and what are some other safety measures that need to be put in place. By the way, all these people who have had their livelihoods chopped off, who had nothing to do with the Deepwater Horizon rig or any connection to that, but were on other rigs that are safe and are maintained, as far as we know, the bill is going to be picked up by BP. Seriously, that is not going to happen. So we move from the oil spill to the tampering of tests. I looked at the New York Times this morning, and why am I not shocked by this? Why doesn't this just blow my slippers off my feet when I'm struggling to drink my coffee and I'm half awake? The staff at a place called Normandy Crossing Elementary are waiting the results of their state achievement test. It's a big deal, the achievement test, because a lot of things happen for the school, and they print how many kids are in whatever level and where they've gone on. The schools are measured by the tests. So you've got fifth grade math and science teachers also that could get a tangible reward because they get almost $3,000 in a bonus if the kids do well. So now, not surprising to me, there is a test scandal at the Galena Park Independent School District. You probably say, who cares? Who is it? I don't know who it is. Well, at that district, the assistant principal, and three teachers resigned a couple of weeks ago because there was a scandal over test tampering. The district said that they looked at a detailed study guide after stealing a look at the state science test by what they called tubing it, squeezing a test book, you know, a booklet without breaking its paper seal to form an open tube so that the questions inside could be seen and used in the guide. Oh, so now you have invalidated test scores, and I'm sure some of those students it would have been fine. And talk about academic cheating. Now you've got educators that are tampering with standardized tests. And all over the place they're talking about this could be a problem. Georgia, Indiana, Massachusetts, Nevada, Virginia, not just Houston. And it's become a pretty big phenomenon because the stakes are so high, not just the teacher's performance and getting $3,000, but what happens to that school and what they can brag about and what happens with those kids, too. In fact, Colorado, I didn't realize this, but they passed a law last month making teachers' tenure dependent on test results. And about a dozen other states have plans to evaluate teachers on scores. I think that's just brutal. How many people, I bet guys listening to me right now driving around in your truck working and you got the show in your ears right now, or any of you ladies out there, same thing. I mean, this is a smart crew that calls America tonight. But how many of you or how many of your children were smart kids but just didn't test well? Just didn't do well on tests. I know a lot. I know a guy who's a Mensa guy who just, and he became better and he had to be tutored in it, but he had a fear of tests. He wasn't good at taking tests. So I think this is terrible. And it brings back the whole idea of now you've focused on these tests. So now you have these kids in these classrooms and all it's about is the tests. So do they absorb anything, learn anything, like school, or are they just memorizing cretins? Got to memorize everything, memorize, because if they can just get to the test and do well, we don't care. That's it. So Houston decided to use the information to identify experienced teachers for dismissal, and New York City is going to use it to make tenure decisions on brand new teachers or novice teachers, however you want to leave them, you know, call them. And now you've got the No Child Left Behind law that comes into play because this is another source of pressure. This high bar that was set intentionally pretty low in the beginning. And what initially the deal was is public schools had to bring all students up to up a grade level in reading and math by 2014. So it was easy to do in the beginning, but now it goes higher every year. And the penalties for schools that fail to get over it also are on the rise. So teachers and other administrators, principals and whatnot can lose their jobs and the school can be taken over. So now, you know, we're talking about measuring oil. That's how we started off. I'd like to measure all this information on educator cheating. There are no hardcore statistics on it. There's just guesses as to maybe 1-3% of teachers, you know, thousands annually cross the line. So they figure out ways to boost test scores. They use old tests to prep students and they cheat. Oh, that's terrible. Who's learning what? And the pressure for these teachers. How ridiculous is that? And there's so many scandals happening and so many investigations and things being leaked to kids so that they can do better on these reading and math tests. And I mean, Georgia's terrible. It's already led to the referral of 11 teachers and administrators to some other agency to get their licenses revoked. So it's gotten to the point where that's all it's about. All it's about is the test. If you can just do well on the test, that's it. Then we can get to the finish line. Then we can get whatever we need for the school. Awful. What do you think should happen? You think we should roll this back? I think they should roll it back. There's got to be some in between. I'm not an educator. I had a grandmother that was a teacher, and that was back in the day when they weren't worrying as much. They had tests, but they didn't have the pressure on the standardized tests that they have now. I think something has to give there, and they can't continue to go down that road. There's got to be a way to measure, but I don't know if the testing system is right. What do you say? 800-259-5791. Hang with us.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. UAAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, Care. And the number one way to open drains plugged with air? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Over from Odds and Ends. I got to be thinking that the numbers they're talking about with educators, teachers, trying to find ways to help the kids cheat to do better on the test, I got to think they might be a little bit higher because you go figure all the states, all the districts, and it's too bad. It's too bad for really good teachers and for students because in the examples that I was giving, like the one school district, they just threw out all the tests. That's not fair to the other kids because I guarantee there were plenty of kids that weren't in on it, and they didn't get the advantage of some of the answers and that kind of stuff, and so they get penalized as a result. I think all those teachers, sorry, they got to be gone. If you are an educator, and there is so much pressure for you to have these kids get these incredible scores on math and reading and whatever, that you have stooped to the level now where you're trying to barely break the seal so you can do this tubing thing so you can figure out a way to look at answers and get stuff down that you can copy down, that's ridiculous. I mean, that's who's learning from that? And that's not good for these students. So then you're passing this on as a guide to the students, and they ultimately suffer the big sacrifice, too, because then we get busted, and the school's tests are thrown out, so they've got to do it all over again. And it's not worth it. It is just not worth it, but the system is set up so jimmy-rigged now that you can see how it can happen, sadly. That's crazy. And I think about it. I think about the whole testing thing. And, you know, I was never great on – I never loved tests. I specifically, when you had to take the college entrance exams, the SATs, did a tutoring thing, which was great. It helped me, and I did well. I did excellent on the SATs. But I knew I didn't want to get confused on the questions and all that other sort of stuff. So I knew going into it, so that's what I did. That's why you have these Sylvan Learning Centers now, and there's other centers, too, with whatever names are on slapped on the front of those. But I know a lot of parents that swear by them because the kids learn. They learn. They take these breaks. They figure out how to, you know, retain the information. And I think the memorization deal, when all you're doing is memorizing, then as an adult, what have you learned from those classes? What are you taking from those classes that get you anywhere? And so now the cheating thing, that just ups the ante that much more. And to wrap up also what we were talking about, the oil spill, I mentioned this. If you go to americatonight.net, if you read the blog, Notes from a Scorecard, I got a thing on there where I've got this picture that's incredible. And I didn't even realize until I called around, but you've got a diver in the middle of just what looks like chocolate syrup all over the place. And an AP reporter, a guy named Rick Matthews, decided he wanted to know what it was like to be drenched in oil, like the birds, or what it was like in the water. And he didn't want to wear a hazmat suit. He just wanted to go in, sans all of that, only have the wetsuit and the tank and be able to take video and do what he had to do. And he went in. And just like the birds, when he came out, they had to scrub him for half an hour before he could get back into the boat, right? And it was as thick as cake batter that was the stuff that was stuck to him. And then the poor guy, he had it on the bottom of his feet, slipped, and they had to do it all over again. Ooh, you see this, and it is, it really brings home the point of just how awful this is, and for the birds, how terrible that oil is when they're just drenched in it, and it really is that Dawn stuff that they have to use to get it off of them. And in fact, with that reporter, that's what they did. So check out americatonight.net, and you'll see that picture. I think it's one of the craziest pictures I've ever seen. This probably would be classified as the blunder of the year. I'm going to say the year. Every day, something crazy, ridiculous, head-shaking happens in this country. You could even say the whole teachers and the test score and the cheating would fall into that category. But this goes beyond the pale for me. Do you know that we've got hundreds of bodies buried at Arlington National Cemetery? You know that. But that have been misidentified or misplaced. Ugh. An Army investigation found that there is a scandal, of course, that is destroying the reputation of what is our preeminent burial ground for honoring soldiers who have lost their lives, who have given their lives to make ours that much better so we can celebrate our freedoms. I mean, we're going all the way back to the Civil War. So the cemetery's two civilian leaders are forced out. The Army Secretary John McHugh announced that. He said that they've got to appoint a new chief to do some more investigations, to, you know, examine the graves and sort it up. Now, imagine getting that phone call out of the blue. Well, they didn't even call the people, as far as I know. They just held a news conference. But apologizing to the families of the honored that are resting in Arlington National Cemetery. Because, geez, we don't know. Maybe your loved one is in the wrong spot. And they started it last year. They started to look into it, and it kind of was a little bit hush-hush because there were complaints of employees that were, you know, employee misconduct. And they found that at least 200 remains were identified as maybe mislabeled or misplaced, and there might have been more. So now it turns out that there's hundreds of bodies, and who knows how many. They don't know for sure. And, you know, it's hard enough when you think, especially now, when you think of the ages, the youth of the people, for the most part, not always, that are killed in these wars. And it's the mother, the young widow, the young child. They go to the gravesite. They feel proud. There's something about that at least. Ooh, he's honored. He gave his life for his country. None of that changes. But you're going, you're taking flowers, you're going to that site. There's something about the closure of it and the acknowledgement of it. And now it could be all wrong. They might not even be there. So that would mean you would also have to go back and examine hundreds of records, and it may be worse than hundreds. It could be even higher than that. And I think, frankly, that is the blunder of the year. It's absolutely outrageous. And I believe if there weren't... I know. I agree. I believe if there weren't so many other things going on, like the oil spill and, you know, take your poison, whether it's arguments over financial reform or health care or the situation at the border, the situation with Arizona and the new law in the books and the death threats. And, you know, every day it's something new, a potpourri of horrors. But to me, this is the worst because of the sacrifice of the families and how sad it is. If you've ever seen, and I've been there several times, and you have no blood in your body if you do not, if you go there and you don't feel anything, even if you don't have any, have a loved one there, if you just go to see it, it's just a place of honor. It is. It's a place of honor where you can really see, man, these people, this is, look at this. Because it stretches, it seems like forever. These people, these men, these women have fought, because especially in the later years, have fought to protect our liberties. And this is how they're desecrated. And I can't say enough about how awful that is. Remember, this is the preeminent, as I said, burial ground for honoring our dead heroes, soldiers, since the Civil War. And you go there and you see that, and it's chilling. Chilling, I think, in a good way, because it makes you realize the sacrifice. Whether you served, didn't serve, or nobody in your family served, or everybody served and survived. And the fact that, what are they doing their screening process, and who are they hiring, that it's, you've got bodies mislabeled and there's massive misconduct in some of the areas. That's ridiculous. Outrageous. You can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net.